Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Good morning, I'm Kelly, and I heard something that stuck with me the other day that I feel like I want to share with everyone, but specifically young people. So like if you've got a kid in school right now that's trying to find their friend group or trying to fit in, this could go so beautifully for what they might be feeling and going through. Somebody said the opposite of belonging is fitting in. The opposite of belonging is fitting in. And you could reverse it. The opposite of fitting in is belonging, right? And what that means is when you're with a group that you naturally get along with, you feel like you belong. You don't feel like you have to impress them to fit in and be included.
Or try.
Yes. And I think hearing that, I'm 38 years old, and hearing that the other day, I realized there are definitely people in your life that you can just feel like, oh, this person belongs in my life. Sometimes it's an instant connection. Sometimes it just builds naturally over time. And then there is the realization of I've been friends with this group and I like them, but I feel like I have to try to fit in. Or maybe you have to like dumb yourself down or dim your light, however you want to put it, to fit in because you want to be liked. And that is just a normal human condition.
Sure.
But hearing that, I was like, God, I wish I would have heard that at 15. I wish I would have heard that just being a new kid at so many different places, having grown up in a military family. Wanting to fit in was such a huge feeling, but realizing that feeling like I belong naturally was so much better.
Do you think that it would have made a difference, though?
Because
when you're that age, people always tell you, don't worry about this. This is not a big deal. This is not a huge problem.
Don't worry about fitting in.
Yeah. Exactly. But when you're 13, 14, 15 years old, it's so easy to be like, whatever. Yeah. They don't know what I'm going through. They've never gone through this.
Yeah.
Everybody has.
I think it's definitely rare, but you do hear about those people. My ex-boyfriend, his friend group, they met in elementary school, stuck through till middle high school into adulthood. They found where they belonged and who they belonged with so early. But yeah, in high school, I could fit in, but it never felt like I always knew I don't belong here.
I would always describe it like even to my kids. I've said, look, when you grow up, those are geography friends because they live near you. And that's the only opportunity you really have. Now, I have great affection and wonderful memories with a lot of my geography friends. But the friends that I made in college, they were friends of shared belief and style that really another way of saying it was the group in high school I did my best to fit in with. And I didn't always because I'm a dork. But in college, I never felt like I had to be anything other than me with that group of friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's so interesting. And I feel like there are friends that I'm making now where I think you don't have to try so hard to impress me. I really like you. But they're new to the city. So they want to be liked. They want to fit in. And I just want to be able to say to them, like, hey, you belong here.
And it's the same thing with dating.
Yeah.
Dating
yeah.
someone where you're trying to fit with them because you like the idea of them versus someone you are just you with from the moment you meet them.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the difference. The difference is just losing your mind and falling head over heels.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll say it again. The opposite of belonging is fitting in. The opposite of fitting in is belonging.
Yeah, I had never really thought about it that way before.
Me neither, but, ever.
Like in high school, I'm kind of with Maitland. I definitely had a group that I belonged in, and I was with them most of the time. But I could fit in with almost anybody, mm-hmm. but they weren't my people. Like, and I didn't mm-hmm. want to necessarily belong to the group. Mm-hmm. I was happy if I could just fit in and like be friendly with people and not get bullied.
This past weekend was my boyfriend's first time meeting my college friends, and not any disrespect to my other friends, but I just kind of told him, I was like, hey, these are kind of, aside from the show, my most important friends, because those were the first people that I felt like I belonged with. These yep. people are my family, and just like you meeting my aunts and uncles and everything, Sonda, Arpan, and Patrick, they're it.
This question just came in, and it's probably best addressed by Kelly and Maitland, because you were the ones who were once teen girls.
Hey, like, well, Kelly, don't count us out to a mansplain it, though.
Shut up.
But Maitland, this century.
Yeah.
It's so bad when you put it like that. It makes me feel like colonial times, but it was the 90s.
Yeah. Right.
You ever My been kids. On the wing of a plane?
You're so close to hairs popping out of your chin that you didn't know.
Damn it.
From Albany, this question. My daughter recently turned 16, and her friends were kind of essy about the whole thing. I asked all of my friends to throw a surprise party for her so she could hopefully see the friends you have when you're young aren't necessarily the friends you're going to have your whole life. Any recommendations about whether or not you would do this? Like, would it be appreciated by a teenage girl, or will this be a dumb idea that might upset her?
I think it's really sweet.
Yeah.
I think as long as you don't make it cringe, you know, show her a healthy group of women who hang out. And I think that's always the same with men. Show young men a healthy group of men yeah. who are friends. I think that's so healthy. And yeah. your friends showing up for her because her friends didn't, you know.
But don't say that.
Don't make it right? cringe. Right. Don't
like
make it
saying
cringe.
That would be, hey, your friends suck. Here are some good friends.
No, yeah.
But if it's
terrible.
Just like, hey, you know, now that you're 16, I'd love to see you hang with me and my friends because I just think you're mature enough. And I think yeah. we'd really enjoy you and they would enjoy you.
I think a really cute way to do it would be wake up that morning or something and say, hey, my friend so-and-so is going to stop by. Is that okay? And then when so-and-so shows up, then just have everybody kind of trickle in. So it seems kind of natural. Then by the end of the night, you ladies have been drinking or you're all having a good time. You can say like, hey, honey, we plan this. We want to show up for you.
This text is really true as well. Fit in and belonging. People spend too much time thinking about this stuff. Ultimately, once you get comfortable with yourself, everything else falls into place. I think true. That's true. Like when you're not embarrassed by an embarrassing hobby. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have to be a super embarrassing one. Like for me, oh, you play video games? Aren't you a little old for that? Not really. But that would have been something where at one point I would have been sheepish about it. Like, well, I don't want to get judged about that. And then at some point you get to an age or a confidence where you're just like, it doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah.
I'm getting my job done. I'm paying the bills. I'm hanging out with my family. If the way I choose to spend whatever free time I have is childish and dumb to you, it doesn't matter, especially if it's not bothering anyone. Mm-hmm.
See, I got more self-conscious as I got older.
Really?
Oh, I totally knew myself in high school. I knew my group. I knew where I fit in if I wanted to. I wore shirts and ties to school because I thought it was fun. I'd wear yeah. wingtips and an overcoat. I didn't wear a regular winter coat. I don't think I wore sneakers once my senior year. And I didn't care. I didn't care what anyone thought. And I didn't for a while. And then I cared a little bit more in college. And then it wasn't until I got older. And I think it's because I was moving around. And then you don't have a friend group anymore. And yeah. so you're trying to fit in. And I'm yeah. like, I don't want to be the weirdo. And then you start overthinking it.
I can see that.
You guys talking about fitting in and belonging. For me, it was blending in.
You've said before, you're like, I was kind of in the middle.
I knew I wasn't going to belong. I aspired to fit in, but I defaulted to blending in. I want to be a nameless face. I don't want to attract any, wow, that yeah. guy's great, or wow, that guy sucks. I just wanted to be like kind of right in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And I think
I had friends like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd always call them the sleepers in class because y'all yeah. would always say the funniest stuff. And I'd be like, God, that kid really needs to speak up more. They're
God,
hilarious.
You should do
but
that,
they
Steve.
Just wanted to blend.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Never even thought that was an option my whole life ever.
Steve is actually yeah. shrinking
Steve's
right
not
now.
Here. Steve's not here.
Yeah.
Hold on. Steve, as he's wearing his camouflage colors of brown and drab olive.
Yeah. That was by far not the meanest thing I've said to any of you.
Yeah.
But I felt as bad as ever because I saw the physical reaction of your body going, close the shoulders.
Could you actually hear my shoulders go?
Yeah.
Yes.
Time to blend.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm glad we can all laugh about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve laughed so hard he has tears running down his cheeks.
Good one, boss.
What's the matter? Did someone litter?
I don't even know who you're talking about. I see no one.
Would it help if I said just kidding? People don't like when I say that. Doesn't seem like it.
Steve is no longer present.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.